Today on In Spirit Radio, we are talking with author Mark Chauncey, who talks a little bit about his book, his newest book. It's called Solomon's Seven Pillars of Wisdom, Unlocking Ancient Insight for Modern Day Living. It's a 21-day devotional that will be a real encouragement and a real supplement to your daily devotions along the way. Mark, welcome to our program. Thanks for spending a little time with In Spirit Radio today.
Thanks, Mike, for having me.
Mark, I guess before we talk about the book, tell us a little bit about you. You've got a wonderful faith journey. You are a Southern Wisconsin guy based in Janesville, Wisconsin, which is also the home of In Spirit Radio.
Yes, it's been a journey for me spiritually. Thankfully, I was raised in a Christian home, but I fell away early and didn't have a lot of leadership. My father died when I was young, and so I kind of went off the rails as a young man, but thankfully I came back to him. I felt like his word was his seed. The seed of his word was planted inside of me, and he called me back to himself. And at about age 27, it was kind of a wake-up call for me, and many of us have had. A friend had died of an overdose of drugs, and that was a wake-up call for me, for sure.
And so, Mark, all these years later in the marketplace and now in this transition time, not necessarily retirement, you're doing a variety of different things, but you're also adding to that list book author, and we're going to talk about your latest book, but how did the idea of writing books kind of break forth?
It's an interesting process, Mike. I felt young in my life. Like when I had come back to college, I realized that leadership was something I wanted to be a part of. I took a leadership class in college, and it just sparked something in me. And in that journey, I kind of set a mission. I believe that God was giving me a mission for my life to be a part of that was being an author. So I knew early I wanted to do leadership things, and author was included in that.
And I know in reading the preview and the prelude of your book, the idea of having a number of eyes looking at your manuscript and helping you with some of the editing, and it's a laborious process, isn't it?
Absolutely. You know, I thought writing the book was the hardest part, but that's just the very beginning, the tip of the iceberg, if you will, for all the other things that have to happen, the editing and the marketing and the graphics and so on.
Awesome.
In the book. So
yeah, and we're going to talk a little bit about where the book is available in just a few moments, but let's get into the content of the book, Mark. We're talking to Mark Chauncey, the author of Solomon's Seven Pillars of Wisdom, Unlocking the Ancient Insight for Modern Day Living. And a number of these things I've prayed about and went through myself, Mark, like doing a proverb a day as part of my devotions. But there's many other things to unlock as you you look at the seven chapters and really the different elements that are devotionals for each day. Tell me a little bit about how you put this book together and what you're hoping it will do for those who take part and do the journey with you.
Mike, as I said earlier, it's been a leadership journey, and when I first went to a leadership conference, John Maxwell, I don't know if you're familiar with John Maxwell, but
sure.
I learned a lot from him, and one of the first conferences he mentioned to me, he mentioned to everyone, was to do that proverb of the day thing, you know, to implement that in your journey, and that would help your leadership as well. You would grow in leadership. So I began what I called wisdom notes. As I would do the proverb of the day, I would write down wisdom notes. I'd read down a journal what I was learning, and I did that for 20 years. And so that's kind of where the book developed from. And I really wanted other people to kind of take that journey with me, to be able to look at, get a feel of what Proverbs was all about, and to begin that journey with me.
And you talk about seven pillars, Solomon's wisdom, and you've got it broken down into seven really basic chapters, but there are different offshoots off of each chapter. So in putting those together, how did you kind of organize those or determine how you thought they could best enhance and help those who want to grow in their journey with the Lord?
Yeah, that's, I was just trying to pick, I believe, what God was showing me were some of the basic. So the seven chapters were the basic principles that I believe God was showing me that that Proverbs, wisdom itself has in it. So that's kind of where that developed from.
And wisdom can be such a lifelong valuable tool because it helps us in our prayer time, it helps us in budgeting time, it helps us in how we use our money and our resources and our talents. And so really the idea of wisdom goes on and on with its benefits, doesn't it?
Absolutely. And it, you know, it's not a one-off thing, is it? When you study Proverbs, when you study wisdom, it's a process. It's a long process because it's got so many tentacles to it, if you will, that you need to learn. You know, the basic things of communication and relationships, finances, and so on and so forth. But even leadership, I believe, is inside there. So there's so much to learn, and it's a lifelong process of growth.
We're talking today to Mark Chauncey, the author of Solomon's Seven Pillars of Wisdom, Unlocking Ancient Insight for Modern Day Living, a 21-day devotional, but a devotional that's structured in such a way, Mark, that people can do it over and over again or use it as a monthly guide and then maybe take that bonus extra week and kind of refresh and reevaluate some of their goals and ideas for the month and then do it over again in the next month, can't they?
Yes. It's said that 21 days... It takes 21 days to begin a habit, and hopefully that gets instilled in people's lives, that they begin this habit of studying Proverbs, even if it's if it's from my book or from the Proverbs themselves. I believe it will be a worthwhile journey for them.
I think it would be interesting for folks to at least hear what those seven pillars are, and let me just scan through those quickly. Foundations of wisdom. Relationships, wisdom's toolbox, communication, wisdom's commodities, self-leadership, and leading those around you, the seven pillars that Mark describes in this book. And as you look at the content of this book and some of your own personal reading and journey in Proverbs yourself, were there any things that kind of surprised you as you kind of learned fresh and anew as you were putting together the book?
Yeah, I was able to begin to pull on some of the experiences in my life. Having a teachable spirit was a big one for me. Recognizing that in my journey, where that took place. It's funny how you can pull from your life experiences and recognize, man, that was a big one. You know, that was a big transition for me when I began to learn about teachable spirit in my own life. When I look back at it and reflected on it, it was a big deal for me. So that was one thing right there.
From beginning to end with the dream of the project, how long did it take you from the time you thought, I sense that the Lord would want me to write down some of this as a help for other people? How long did it take from dream to reality?
As far as the book is concerned, I would say about 5 years, probably 5 years, and then I started the book in at about a year before I actually got it done. So it was a slog, if you will. It was a journey.
A long journey, but yes. a journey that I am sure that has been a real blessing, not only to those who have read it or look forward to getting a copy, but probably a blessing to you in the fact that it's been a gift in some of these things that the Lord has unlocked for you as well.
Yeah, it's been a wake-up. It's it's been a challenge for me, but it's a joy. There was joy in that journey because of the nuggets that were drawn out from my life experiences I shared earlier. It just kind of awakens something inside of you when you do that. When you really dig in, when you teach, I think you know, when you teach, you learn so much more. And that's what I believe this book does and has done for me, is it helped me grow in my leadership journey as a result.
Neat.
Because I had to really reflect deeply.
Sure.
On my stories.
We at In Spirit Radio consider devotions such an important part of the day, and that's why we have devotions daily on the air, and then also devotionals on our website at inspiritradio.online. So we definitely are on board with you as to the value of daily devotion and time in God's Word and time in prayer as you get closer to God each and every day. The book is titled Solomon's Seven Pillars of Wisdom, Unlocking Ancient Insight for Modern Day Living, a 21-day devotional written by Janesville native Mark Chauncey. And Mark, for those who would like to get a copy, maybe as a gift or for themselves, how can they get it? Where can they find it?
Most people will want to go to Amazon. It's available there. I've got a TikTok shop that I've just set up for that as well. So it's available there as well.
Okay, and on TikTok, just look for your name or the title of the book?
Yep.
Do they do it?
Yep, look for the title of the book. That
okay.
would be the best way.
Okay, and that's Solomon's Seven Pillars of Wisdom, Unlocking Ancient Insight for Modern Day Living. And we'll have a picture of the book on our website in the description, along with the interview content as well. Mark Chauncey joining us today, describing the book Solomon's Seven Pillars of Wisdom, Unlocking Ancient Insight for Modern Day Living, a 21-day devotional. Mark, God bless you. Thank you so much for sharing a little bit about this journey with the Lord and how people can be encouraged in their daily devotion time. God bless you, and thanks for spending a little time with In Spirit Radio today.
Thank you, Mike. I appreciate your ministry.